Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight I'm doing what I've never done in my ministry. I have no prepared sermon. This is not a cool thing to do. It weighs very heavily on a pastor. So I'm going to ask you to prepare the sermon and to preach it to one another. I'll explain how that will happen in a minute. The text is Jeremiah chapter 31, reading from verse 31 to 34. I invite you to get out your Pew Bible. It's on page 561. And I'll read those verses and then I'll explain how you guys are going to preach to me tonight. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or someone his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. And like I said, it's in no way a completed sermon. However, Jesus clearly picks up on this promise from Jeremiah about a new covenant and the forgiveness of sins. And in fact, when he is with his disciples in Matthew chapter 26, just before Jesus is about to be betrayed, he says, "While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, 'Take and eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" So Jesus is clearly saying that in his own death, God is making the new covenant with people. He's clearly picking up on those promises from Jeremiah and saying that this applies and has now been implemented in the lives of God's people. And that's for us as well. So the question is, you know, is this for us? Is this just the Jewish people? Is clearly answered by saying it's actually very inclusive in what Jesus does here. I found a beautiful passage which I think really articulates what this Jeremiah passage is about in a book called Blue Like Jazz. Has anyone read this book? It's brilliant. It's the only book that has ever made me miss my tram stop. And I'm sitting there on the tram kind of laughing out loud and also going, wow, this is me. So as a young man, the author, Donald Miller, went to a protest. He's in America, and the US president was coming to a particular event and a particular place, and there were all these protesters standing outside waving their banners. And afterwards, he says this: "The president gave his speech inside his hotel and left through a side door, and they whisked him away before we could shake hands and explain our concerns. When we were done, I started wondering if we had accomplished anything. I started wondering whether we could actually change the world. I mean, of course we could. We could change our buying habits, elect socially conscious representatives and that sort of thing, but I honestly don't believe we will be solving the greater human conflict with our efforts. The problem is not a certain type of legislation or even a certain politician. The problem is the same that it has always been. I am the problem. I think every conscious person, every person who is awake to the functioning principles within his reality, has a moment where he stops blaming the problems in the world on groupthink, on humanity and authority, and starts to face himself. I hate this more than anything. This is the hardest principle within Christian spirituality for me to deal with. The problem is not out there. The problem is the needy beast of a thing that lives in my chest. The problem has always been the human heart. And no amount of external pressure or making of rules or any of that kind of thing can ever actually change the human heart. And yet that's what Jesus promises to each of us to do when he gives us the new covenant and inaugurates us into that. Just a little bit more from Donald Miller. I was talking about love, forgiveness, social justice. I rage against materialism in the name of altruism, but have I even controlled my own heart? The overwhelming majority of time I spend thinking about myself, pleasing myself, reassuring myself, and when I am done, there is nothing to spare for the needy. 6 billion people live in this world, and I can only muster thoughts for one, me. And that's the thing that in the new covenant Jesus promises to deal with. One final thought. It's the power of forgiveness that has the capacity to change the human heart. And that's what the prophet Jeremiah says very clearly here. They will all know me, says the Lord, from the least of them to the greatest. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. In other words, God will give us an internal motivation to do what we should do. Sonia put it really well today when she came to do a music lesson with our daughter Sylvia. She said, it's useless if people don't want to practice. You have to want to. You have to want to. And that's exactly what it's like in our relationship with God. We have to want to do the things that we should do. And that's what God does for us through saying, you know, all that stuff, all that junk, all that darkness in your life, well, I've done with it. I've forgiven it. It's gone. And I'm not going to bring it up ever again. You are forgiven. And that is the power that can change the human heart from within. And that is the sermon for tonight. So let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the depth of your grace for us. Thank you that you forgive our sins and remember our wickedness no more, and that you implant your law. You don't impose it from outside, but you implant it in our hearts through Jesus. And by your Holy Spirit, you make us want to do the things that we should do because we have been forgiven, not in order to earn your love. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Amen. I pray that God's peace will keep your heart in him now and always.